Good morning, Sprocket listeners. This is Eric of Team Grilled by Bike. We're packing up our bikes for day one of the Oregon Outback. If you aren't aware, the Outback is a 360-mile unofficial race slash tour from Klamath Falls, Oregon, to the Dalles, Oregon, essentially California border to the Washington border. Well, JP, let's thrill it up a bit. What we got going on here?
Oh, it's a beautiful day, Klamath Falls. Sun is behind clouds at the moment, but we're at Ross's dad's estate here, a compound, and had our last good meal, last shower, and yeah, nice and cool air, a little breeze blowing, but about to get started, and we'll see what happens. Ride to Sprague River, and I hear there's a bunch of meth heads that hang out there. We're gonna go say what's up to the meth heads, and then Beatty is the next town. I think we'll maybe catch lunch in Sprague River. Beatty's got a deli, so we're on our own for dinner. We're gonna have to pick up some grillables, and yeah, fully loaded. So
yeah, tell me about your fully loaded setup here. What do you got?
I got a front bag here that I built. Just a square bag and a wooden rack with, I'm rocking a, on the back, what do you call it? A bucket, bike bucket for, convenience of sitting on, and a pannier, so, and a triangle bag. So I'm pretty fully loaded.
And, what bike are you riding?
A Novara Safari, so nothing special really, but I've got the butterfly style handlebars here, so should be comfortable, and we'll see about that.
What are you concerned about?
Concerned about chafing mostly.
Yeah, me too. This is that orange disc on the under your rack here up front.
Oh yeah, I've got an Aerobi for easy access to, you know, after a long day's riding, I like to throw an Aerobi a couple hundred feet and run after it, so.
Alright, so we're at the start of the OC&E Woods Line State Trail. It's an old rail line. It's the first, 60, 70 miles of our trip.
Yeah.
A lot of people say it's the best section. It's just like a two-track deal. And right at the start is this awesome snowplow. It was a train snowplow?
Yeah, the old snowplow my grandpa got as a gag gift for my dad for his birthday. Converted it to a bar, and then they hauled it out here for sake of the history. And here it sits, old snowplow. 157,000 pounds, and it was deemed too light, so they decommed it. Tugboat in the desert. It's got probably a 12, 13 foot snowplow up front, and then another 20 foot span on either side to clear out. Looks like it'd probably do about a 40 foot swath. We're sitting currently in the Olean Gap. It's the only. Everything else on the east side of Klamath is guarded by hills, and this little section that we're looking out east, it's referred to as the Olean Gap. Highway 140 runs through here, and then the old railway. So they had all the logging camps out in the Beatty and Bly area, and they'd throw the logs on these rail cars and roll them into town. And back when timber was the thriving industry of Klamath Falls. Here we are, about mile 12 in. On the left-hand side of the trail is the truck weigh station. Team Grilled by Bike cruised over, and all together, four people, four bikes, all of our gear, 1,150 pounds.
Switch.
We certified.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's
getting dominated.
I can't.
1-4.
You got the wind to your back, so it's helping you out.
I know.
So what you're listening to is Team Grilled by Bike.
1-5.
Playing ping pong at the switchbacks.
Oh, nice.
J JP is currently beating Ross, and the score is
2-5.
2-5.
3-5. Or no, 2-6. Sorry.
6. Nice spin.
3-6.
All right, so we came up to the gate number 64 of the journey. Started going about 3/4 mile per hour, clipped in, and just, you know, couldn't hold speed. So now I owe everybody a shot for falling over.
This is all Buffalo Trace.
So I don't know if you can tell by the noises, but we're setting up the propane grill on some rhythm, on some gravel. We got some ribs and a couple pizzas over at the Sprague River Market, and we're gonna really enjoy it because we're all a little lightheaded.
Yeah, it turns out when you pedal hard, you run out of energy. So we're gonna eat some stuff. Oh, hey, back, crash number two, just coming down this, pretty slick little two-track, and, got up sideways on the rut, and, you know, just, moving back and forth, and just couldn't regain control, fell over,
like
again.
Tank slapper?
Not quite, it was more just, quite right in the elbow, took a little bit of a gasher to the hand.
I got a first
little whiskey on that.
Yeah. You know what? There's nothing a little couch you can't handle, huh?
Yeah.
I heard it's an antibiotic.
We were surrounded by rain clouds.
Yeah.
This is the sound of,
Look at a pano with this.
I think we're about to go right.
Yeah, there's been a little bit of lightning, a little bit of, thunder.
A little bit of
thunder. Oh, fuck yeah! Nice.
Three,
totally missed it.
Four,
total lightning.
Six, seven, eight, nine, ten.
11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16.
I heard it. I heard it.
Sound like it's a ways away.
Sound like when you have gas.
Well, what's not ways away is...
Oh, dang, dude. Should you want something for that?
Yeah, maybe just a minute. Oh, it's like 20 miles away.
Shit.
That's right where we're going to camp, huh?
Yeah.
We got some of those wipes we could put on it.
Totally.
Yeah,
I
don't
have
those.
You got handy?
You probably
just want to put a
piece of
tape on it, huh?
Yeah.
That'll
be fine in a while.
We're gonna have
first aid tape.
Yeah, me too. I'm just trying
to do the same thing when I slow down. Look at my wheel right here. You get stuck in the rut. It's just so slippery right
there.
It's
just like, ah!
It's like nice traction and then like...
I was just like looking ahead, kind of like whatever, and all of a sudden, ah! Fucking crazy.
More talent, huh? There's the wild junk, still looking. Where did
I? I like how we're just taking a casual around here. It looks like the storm's kind of moving. We might get a little window.
It's getting extreme now.
We got a bum knee.
It's day one. Two wrecks already under my belt.
I believe the description said difficult.
Difficult for today?
No, just for the overall event.
Yeah. Well, that sounds about right. Sounds about the right so far.
So I got...
I got some, like, tape that's, like, this wide. You want to use that?
Prep pad.
Yeah, that'd be
normal Band-Aid.
That'd be awesome.
You got a normal Band-Aid?
A Band-Aid would be awesome.
Yeah, I don't have any normal
Band-Aids. I have a normal Band-Aid.
You want, like, this iodine prep pad?
I think this will actually be pretty good just for the, yeah. That'd be awesome. That'd be awesome. Thanks, man.
Here we are under some power lines. Not sure if you guys can hear that at home. And and the rain is falling on them, making a beautiful crackling noise.
Probably about 1 million watts, I'd say, give or take about 10 million.
We're
we got three like triple like upright situations, small, medium, large. I'm gonna go ahead and guess that this supplies the greater Oregon Channel, all down into California.
Hail Satan! I'll drink to that.
Sounds like it's raining, but it's just electricity, actually.
Well, it is raining.
Well, actually, it is raining,
which is ironic.
We're at mile 52 or something, day one still.
This is pit stop number 63 for the day. Yeah. We're moving at approximately 4 miles per hour.
Well, I think that's just a computer.
Just a dumb computer.
Yeah.
Description.
Battery's low. Yeah, average is 4.3, but that's fine.
But that's including beer breaks. That's
beer
not
breaks
bad.
And
so
breakfast.
We're doing great.
Yeah. So it's still light out. We only have like less than 10 miles.
64, what's the campsite?
So yeah, 62 to 64 is the range. We're going to get some dispersed camping.
63, it's all good. Right in the middle.
Yeah, it's going to be a wet one tonight.
Yeah, we're going to bust out of the tarp. Well, I'm going to bust out of the tarp. These guys, I don't know, they might be fucked, but I'm going to be fine.
What's up, oh, rainbow!
Rainbow!
Holy shit!
It's so beautiful!
I almost see a third rainbow!
What does it mean?
Alright, time for an update. Isla, if you want to take it?
Yeah. It's day two. We are doing a pretty steady climb here on some loose surface. We had to chop the tip of a tree off a little while back to get through. And
race update,
Austin Horse, and I'm assuming the Gravel King right behind him, who did take a whiskey shot, for the record. Austin did not. Nothing against you, Austin, but a little disappointed. Overall, though, only two people have passed us today.
So, we've traveled 10 miles, and they've traveled about 70 miles. And we're in third place as of the people who started today.
If you're going to look at it that way. But it's kind of a skewed system, really. But we're feeling
we're
good.
In there. We're, Austin may have a little bit of difficulty. We might catch him. He's probably moving about double our speed right now, but, we could just hit the downhill and start flying. I don't know. All this weight, just take us right down the bottom of the hill.
I'll do a quick recap on day one. We went through two pizzas.
JP here.
Yeah, two sets of baby back ribs. It was a 2.5 or 3 queso dips.
Yeah.
Crescent rolls. Juanitas.
Crescent rolls are really good.
Pretty much killed
Reese's miniatures.
Reese's
yeah,
miniatures.
Mixed with your little thingamajigs he made.
The crescent rolls.
Crescent rolls. Then
chips and cheese.
We had a little bit of rain last night, and it rained into the morning, but we were able to pack our gear up, get a little bit of sunshine here to start the day two, and
started off with some eggs and bacon this morning.
Basically, we've got a 7 o'clock reservation at the Cowboy Dinner Tree, so...
So we have to average 5 miles an hour from here on till 7 o'clock, and we're
clear for our steaks.
Yeah.
Clear for landing.
Fucking mosquitoes.
Alright. Should we roll?
Yeah.
Alright.
If we don't make it, it's because we talk too much.
Yep. And here we are with Ross, who is chopping down another fallen tree. Eilif got the last one. Ross is clearing this one. Luckily, we brought not one, but two hatchets. Tomahawks. Tomahawk and a battle axe, sorry. I don't know the lingo. So, this will help the fellow travelers and competitors immensely. Not to toot our own horn, but getting some good trail karma here.
Damn right.
Okay, so don't don't know what time of day it is actually, but we are back on the trail after a slight, what was it, 6 mile detour?
No, no.
3 miles?
Four. It was about, right, what, an hour and a half?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Between the time we found out, like, we chopped down the tops of a couple trees.
Yeah, that last tree we were chopping, that wasn't on the route.
Oh yeah, that was all a waste of time. Last recording, we were already on the wrong track. So whatever time it is now, we just wasted. We went through two pretty good rain showers, actually. One hailed on us, and we all got soaking wet, dried up, and did a little stretch of pavement there, which was really pretty nice.
It's exactly what we needed.
We're seeing a lot of traffic, though. Probably a crew of about 10 or so people have gone by us now. So it's the official.
We have 3 hours and 25 minutes until our dinner reservation. We're not quite sure how many miles we have until we get there, but
yeah, it's gonna be a race to the CDT by 7 o'clock. We got a reservation, so had one flat tire. Also, I lift chain flat tire and a broken fender. So other than that, we just had our first beer of the day.
That was the
second. Second beer of the day, fourth shot of whiskey, and it is 3:35, so
we're sitting up here on this really nice little bluff. Looks like we've got a nice downhill gravel section coming up. Should be able to make some good time.
Yeah, we're on gravel and hopefully downhill, so
it's all downhill from here.
And we believe that Team Rat Tarted with the tall bike and freak bikes are still behind us, so yeah. We don't think they passed us. And
maybe tonight we'll have showdown, our ping pong showdown.
Alright, catch you later.
Until next time. I think the next time we'll check in is after our 32 on stakes, and we'll see y'all then.
Real bad bike.
Alright, it is day 3. We're drinking beers again on the side of a gravel road. Seems to be a common occurrence. We're at approximately mile 130 something. This is our biggest day. We're doing 87 miles, a couple big climbs. Last night was pretty rough. Barely made it to the cowboy dinner tree.
3 minutes late.
3 minutes late after riding nonstop for hours, which is something we don't normally do. And the weather's changed. It's sunny now.
RV back.
We made it past Fort Rock, Castle Rock.
Fort Rock.
Fort Rock. Pretty damn scenic. And we're on a 70-mile stretch without water. It's one of the things everyone talks about, because 10 or 20 miles of it is the red mud.
Red sauce. We know what we're doing.
Yeah, totally know. Safety.
That little squirrel. Ground squirrel.
Any other comments?
We've seen some photos from along the Facebook, and it looks like we got some serious mud up ahead. We've heard mixed opinions whether it's going to be packed down or just super sloppy. But the sun's coming out, so we're hoping it's going to be drying up a little bit.
Oh yeah, and we went in Silver Lake last night. We were planning on camping in the city park, but these two friendly folks at a convenience store with their sign turned off waved us over while flashing the sign on and off. They normally close at 7, but kept it open till 9 for us. So we got some supplies, mainly beer, and they told us about a barn party that the O'Leary clan was throwing. So they gave us...
Thomas.
Yeah. Thanks, Thomas.
They were super chill.
Gave us directions, and there was maybe 50 to 60... cyclists camping out. It was nice. Didn't have to set up tents or take them down, and it rained last night, so.
Yeah, they had a wood-burning stove, so we were all able to kind of everybody dried out their gear.
Yeah, nice little surprise. Fun to talk to some other people on the route.
I ran into my ILF here. I ran into my old Eugene Bike Polo clan. I started Eugene Bike Polo about 8 years ago there, and that whole group was together
riding the Oregon Outback.
Band back together.
Yeah, yeah. There's Luke and Alexander Hongo, Garrett, Gravity, all those guys cruising strong. It's good to see them. I talked to Garrett a little bit. He's doing well living down in L.A. He's taking care of his dad's grandfather's estate. He passed away. And Garrett has himself an aircraft hangar. And nothing to do with it. So I'm thinking part of my two-year plan for my woodworking. Ilefwoodworks.com.
Drink, Krista.
Yesterday we got rained on, probably three or four separate showers passed through, one of which was really heavy soaking rain, so we got soaked and dried out,
and then soaked again and dried out, and it soaked.
Yeah, I think today is looking like a much better day.
Yeah, we got a little bit of a breeze up on the way, but nothing substantial. Got a little bit of cloudy skies ahead, but it's also some intermittent blue, pretty stoked about that. Got 16 miles in this morning before anything, so it's a nice jump start to the day.
All right, well, hopefully we'll catch you later. Maybe we'll be grilling, and hopefully we can get some interviews with some other people. You're probably sick of hearing us. All right, later. All right, it's gone. So, what's your name? Where are you from? What are you riding? What brought you out here?
Hi, my name is Randall. I'm from San Francisco. And came out here to look forward to a good couple days of getting away from the city and enjoying nature and doing some bike touring and taking my time and meeting some great people like all you guys.
Right on.
Yeah. I'm riding a Surly Troll. It's got some dynamo lights that I put to good use last night after dark.
How late were you out?
Like 11:30 or so. So good. Almost 3 hours after the sun had completely set.
Did you start at 7 or did you get a...
Yeah, I started at 7 and quickly lost my friends and just kind of decided to go my own pace.
Right on.
Mm-hmm.
So you got
an extra day is worth it. Yeah. This ride is kind of brutal.
It is.
If you want to do it in 3 days with a lot of gear, it seems like it's like too much riding with gear, or you have to like shoot for like 2 days because you have so much little stuff that
goes super light.
You gotta like not plan on sleeping much, or I guess if you can count on barns and garages and stuff like.
Yeah, you see
that's
the barn
great.
Last
night? No, I missed that. I didn't. My friends did though. I didn't know that was there. That's cool.
It was like right when you pull into the Silver Lake, just past the cemetery, you hang a left, and it's about a quarter mile up on the right hand side. We rolled into town late, and like it was like 9 o'clock, and they're like, "Oh yeah, the O'Leary clan opened up the barn for y'all." And it's like, "What?" They had a fire going in there. And
did you guys have about a huge crew was there?
Yeah, there was about 100 people there, maybe. Huh?
Fuck. That sounds like the place to be.
Yeah. Fun, man.
Oh, man, I slept alone in the woods and got rained on. No, it was all right. I enjoyed it.
In the middle of the night, I heard this, like, little rat come up, and he's like, beep, 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 beep. Like, oh, fuck. And it's like, get out of here, and it, like, took off. But, yeah, it was, like, right in the, they had, I think he said, like, 450 acres there, and he had a bunch of cattle and stuff.
The best was the hammock in between the tractors.
Yeah, totally.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. What do you think?
It's good. It's really good. The intense is one of my favorites.
Oh, yeah? Red.
So Ross here is one of the six original people who started this camp.
Oh, nice. Oh, cool.
Yeah. me and my buddies got together, I guess about, well, Justin, the owner, called us up like 5 years ago and was like, hey, you guys want to start a brewery? It's like, fuck yeah.
Seems like a thing to do.
Yeah. So we worked on it for a couple of years and finally we got it off the ground about 2.5 years ago. And it's one of our newest bottles. We do all the aluminum 22s and 12 ounce, and perfect for days like today.
Yeah. Where do you get them? Where can I get them?
Buy them in the stores?
Yeah, buy them.
Yeah, like New Seasons, Whole Foods, Belmont
Seattle,
Station.
Though.
Oh, Jesus.
Well,
keep on forgetting.
I'll be in Portland before I go back to Seattle.
Yeah, go up to like a...
probably the Beer Mongers is the best.
Yeah, sorry, Beer Mongers. Not sorry, that's the best spot. Yeah, but Pint Defiance up in Seattle, you heard that? Yeah, there's a couple select bottle shops around there.
Okay.
Yeah,
real quick, I want to see how that thing seems.
Yeah, go for it.
Oh, my back.
So there's another...
I'm like an 80-year-old man right now.
There's another surly troll with a suspension seat post. I was going to try it out. Looks pretty sweet.
That seems like a butterfly.
So how far are you guys going tonight?
That's a good question.
Talk about maybe making it to the reservoir. So, whatever, 10 miles shy of Prineville.
That's what we're shooting for.
Yeah.
It's 3:45. It's another 60 miles away.
Yeah.
We're doing some night riding. Figured it might be 11:40 pit camp.
Yeah.
So, are you guys all solo and hooked up?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Awesome. Yeah, I jumped in a shuttle with some people from Portland. I rode with them a little bit yesterday, and then everyone just sort of dissipated. We were on the same pace, so.
Yeah. That's awesome. Wow. We're pretty much slower than everyone's. We haven't caught too many people. But did you guys see the tall bikes?
Yeah.
We passed them yesterday.
Okay. They're team red tarted.
Yeah.
And like we challenged them to a ping pong game since we have that with us, and we're hoping we hook up eventually.
Nice. And we saw them at all the gates they had. They stopped at one of the gates so they could like climb up on top of it to get back on to the bikes.
Oh, nice.
In a boysenberry pie in a Ziploc bag.
You don't even have to chew it.
It's like jelly.
Nope, just eat it with a spoon. Close up the Ziploc. I did like a ride from Minneapolis to Bemidji. I ate pretty much the entire ride was like half of a like mixed berry pie that I had in Ziploc bags.
That's a pro tip.
Pro tip.
Pies.
Pro tip.
Ziplocs. Extra food.
Baby head, but it's all good.
Yeah, we're all fucked up now.
We're all fucked.
Is it on?
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was amazing. Is it on?
Yeah.
Me, Aleph, Eric, JP, and Ross just bombed down what could very well be the best Subom of all time. I don't want to say it lightly, because what we just experienced is sacred, and to say anything less would disrespect it. What we did was bomb about 8 miles, all out, drafting, loose, gravel was loose, it was fast. I was getting so close into Ross there that I was judging my drafting by the dangling of my hair. I could notice when I got too far back, I was out of the draft, and my hair started flapping in the breeze, and I get nice and close, and my hair started getting pulling into Ross. So I was getting tight. We were going, like, what? How fast do you think we were going?
I mean, we're in
gear.
Top gear has got to be close to 20.
Yeah. I was spun out pretty much the entire time.
Yeah. And when you're spinning on gravel, you're fast.
Yeah.
Because
take your normal speed, bomb down a hill that's concrete, and then multiply that times 2. Because that's how fast it feels when you're going down that fast on gravel.
I think we had 2 lights per... for 4 bikes.
Yeah. Yep. And it was just past dusk. I mean, right now we can look up, you can see the moon, you can see Mars, and you can see some other like dominant stars in the sky, but it was pretty much past dusk. But we fucking ripped down that hill. It was so much fun.
So now that's given us our motivation to get this last 10 miles or so in. We've got a pretty good climb.
So goddamn.
We have to get back up the hill that we just dropped down.
Yeah.
We're all stoked now. We're like, yep, that was 8 miles.
We will do another update when we reach the top of the hill, and it's gonna suck.
Yeah, but we're just gonna do an uphill party. We've got enough whiskey and other things to last.
We're in the hurt locker right now, and we're loving it.
Like music.
Yeah, music's still going.
Yeah, I'm getting kind of fucked up out here.
Here's JP on on point. JP giving the rundown.
Last 10 miles here. But yeah, that was pretty much the best bomb of my life by far.
Yeah, that was better than Maryhill for sure.
Was it maybe 7 to 10 minutes of just straight?
How long is Freebird?
Smooth gravel.
How long is Freebird?
Yeah,
it was the length of Freebird. Yeah, I had Freebird jamming on my iPod or my phone, so that made it pretty much the top Zubom for me. 14 minutes of smooth gravel. Ilef and I had no headlights on, so we were just kind of
that's another detail.
Mooching off
of
Ross.
That was sketchy as hell.
Yeah, it's pretty much just Ross's, because I was back a bit just eating dirt.
Picking up gravel and
watching Ilef fishtail.
I was fishtailing mad. Let me tell you, this barbecue
and this whole pannier set, all this stuff I'm carrying, when you get that going at a high speed, you got all your weight over that rear wheel, something weird happens, and you fishtail like crazy.
Yeah, there was definitely a risk of going into soft gravel in some spots and fishtailing out.
Oh, yeah. You would have just plowed right in.
Dude, you're like a Crown Vic on ice.
It's beautiful when it's working right, but...
So here we are once again in the middle of fucking nowhere. We can't see any signs of anybody or anything, which is fucking rad. We saw a couple cars. We had to go past the Highway 20, come out of Bend, heading east. We crossed that, and ever since we left that pavement, we haven't seen anybody.
Yeah, so today we pretty much been on the bikes all day. We started at, 8, 9 o'clock, and now it's, 10 something. So it's been a really beautiful day, though. It's best day so far.
Totally.
And
the Red Sludge, or whatever it's been called, it was
well packed.
Pretty primo. We got pretty lucky.
But we've seen some Facebook updates coming down the other side of
Ochoco.
Coming down the other side of the Shopco's, there's a bunch of really thick mud that's building up on people's tires and brackets. So
hopefully it will be dried out again.
We're gonna have Mountain House. We got corn to grill tonight.
Let me
marshmallows.
Describe this lately. We have a lot of food.
Yeah, we have way too much food.
Yeah, I think I've got 10 meals left. We've been averaging less than 1 per day.
We pretty much don't eat anything.
We just live on
snacks.
We'll see. We live on Reese's. We live on gummy bears, whiskey,
queso.
We're at an all-time low point for beer, though. We only have 1, which we're saving for camp.
Yeah, base camp, some more stout.
Oh, that's going to be good.
9.8 more miles. We're going to pop
9.8.
Woo! 9.8. All right.
So that's a wrap for now.
Yeah, we'll see you guys up at the top.
See you there.
Hello, Sprocket fans. Here we are, 11 p.m. on day three.
Still
day three.
Post queso.
So we told you we were gonna update you when we got to the top of the hill, but that we actually lied. We are updating you post queso and post Juanitas and post palate cleanser Reese's Pieces. We have approximately 5 miles up this monster of a hill.
Which we're looking at.
Still trying to figure out what exactly was going on.
I don't know. We just finished up one. We're down to about a quarter bottle of whiskey left, and so
get down there.
I think Prineville can't come soon enough.
Gotta strap this thing down.
Let's hear that. Yeah.
Hear that?
Sound of America. Go by bike.
Yeah, we encountered pavement, which is a nice little treat for us. We
it's a good way to stop and celebrate. Yeah.
We
all our queso.
Made the prediction,
we still have most of our queso on us.
About 30 miles back, there was gonna be pavement, and it turns out it's true. We ran into it and just fucking stoked right now.
It's even got yellow paint, so that's a good sign.
That's a good sign. We're gonna all we have to aim for is, you know, that line, and we can make it to the top. Just
follow that magic fucking yellow line.
Yeah. Follow.
Just follow the moon, man.
Yeah, we got a good star show going on.
It was good. It was good.
Yeah. It was good.
All we gotta say is that it's been a good day, and, well, the morning has just begun, you know, and, the morning is young,
well,
so we're going to keep riding.
It's 11:09, so...
Oh, we still got a little time.
It's going to be great. I think there's going to be a bunch of people that have blown past us earlier in the day, stopped off this campground that we're about 5 miles from here. we're planning on just going in and causing a fucking ruckus tonight. And
it's going to happen one way or the other because queso is strong.
And then they're going to be very disappointed that we caught up with them.
And then they're gonna wake us up.
Yeah. Barbecue does not stop. I wish it could, but it doesn't. We're just here for the ride. We're just here to carry it to the finish line.
In other news, there's about 1 million stars out, which is nice. Well, see you at the top, huh?
Yep.
See you later.
Yep. See you later.
See you at the top.
Should I turn this music off?
Maybe just down a little bit. It's a good background, actually. So, yeah, this is Eric, and we're here at Good Bike Company in Prineville. And we're here with the owner. If you want to just introduce yourself, tell us a little bit about the shop. And I believe you opened it up early, right?
Yeah, my name is James Good, and opened the shop October of 14, and survived the winter in Prineville, and the spring's been really exciting, a lot of energy locally, and now that the touring season started, things have really kicked off, especially here Memorial Weekend with both the crosshairs of the Transamerica Bike Trail as well as the Oregon Outback, and obviously the Oregon Outback started here this weekend. So,
I didn't know that Transamerica came through.
Yeah.
Did they come through on this highway then?
Yeah, so Transamerica's Highway 26.
Okay.
So you see folks mostly going east, but you do see other riders coming west on 26, which is just in front of the shop here.
Very cool. So, are you the only bike shop in town?
There's one other gentleman, John, who runs Back Alley Bikes. He does just repair work.
Okay.
And, so he's been here, I want to say at least for 3 years, give or take.
Okay.
And then I came in with kind of the full service bicycle touring rentals and repair shop.
And we should definitely add that, Ross and I are drinking, Worthy Lights Out Stout, so they also have beer on tap. Got two taps?
Two taps, yeah. So beer's on tap, coffee in the mornings.
Got Wi-Fi, patio.
Yeah, bike-friendly through Travel Oregon. Yeah, a little outdoor seating patio, a map or chart room to kind of get oriented with the area. And then, you know, obviously the repair stands for repairs along the way as well, with different parts, accessories, all that good stuff.
Okay, so you have pretty much everything to get going or keep going, huh?
That's the idea. Kind of, you know, again, being at these crosshairs of these trails, kind of being that service-based shop, you know, again, energy foods, lubes, grips, sunglasses, beer, coffee, maps, kind of that, you know, hey, we're here, we have what we need, we're self-supported,
yeah.
But I need, you know, this one thing.
Totally. And on this particular ride, you're the only real shop along the way.
Yeah. Yeah, and so that's kind of, I did a lot of research before opening up here, but, you know, I feel like I landed on a little bigger spot than what was anticipated, because I wasn't familiar with the Outback when I opened up last fall.
Okay. Well, not a whole lot of people.
Knew about the Trans Am Trail.
Yeah. Not a whole lot of people that are riding this year were familiar with the Outback last year either.
Yeah.
I think it's, you know, just kind of coming into its own right now.
Until all the blogs and pictures popped
yeah,
up. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, it's pretty exciting stuff for sure.
So, tell us about how you, like, where you came from and how you decided to come here.
That's a good question. Last 6 years, my wife and I had been in Utah, and I was working for a climbing manufacturer, Petzl, in a technical position.
Cool.
Doing tech trainings, answering tech questions for those guys. Really enjoyed that time there. Previously, I'd been in shops in the outdoor industry throughout the entire, you know, logistics supply chain for the last 20 years. So it's always been a goal of mine to open up a shop. My wife found a job here locally in Prineville. And again, doing some research, we looked, prior to picking Prineville, we looked around the Northwest, the Rockies, and Prineville, looking for a smaller town, seemed like the right decision for both of us based off her job and my needs for a shop.
Cool.
So it's, again, you know, after this first 8 months or more that we've been here, it's proven pretty fruitful, and it's been really exciting. Again, I like watching the touring, you know, the bicycle tourists come through.
Yeah.
That to me is exciting, hearing the stories, seeing where people are coming from, kind of just this, catching up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So was your goal to pick somewhere along the Transamerica or any bike route, or?
That wasn't the goal, but that was a huge advantage of Prineville.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now that it's, again, now after being here, it's been really exciting, and it was a smart decision.
Awesome.
And then, in fact, June 5th or 6th, the Trans Am race is coming through.
Oh, wow. Well,
I don't know if you guys saw Inspired to Ride.
Yeah.
So that comes right through here.
Our good buddy Nate from Ride Your Bike.
You probably met him.
Yeah, he was here last. Nate was here this winter. He tried to do the winter
totally
ascent.
Yeah, and he got all mudded up.
Yeah,
so then he came back.
He spent a night with us.
All right, cool.
Waiting for his girlfriend to pick him up. he got stopped by the peanut butter mud.
Yeah, we saw some posts on Facebook that's peanut out there again.
It's north of here.
Yeah.
So it's
next on the route.
I guess
I'm hoping this warm, sunny weather, though, is drying it up.
Yeah.
I haven't seen, I saw one post Friday night,
okay,
which was the first day when it was, everything was really saturated from rain the last week.
Yeah.
And it was raining all day Friday. And so those early fast folks that powered through hit it. I haven't seen or heard any posts since.
Uh-huh.
Doesn't mean it's not there.
Yeah. Yeah. How much further up is that?
I'd say you're 50 to 60 miles, give or take, from that.
So that'll be tomorrow for me.
That's before Shanico.
Oh, before, okay.
How far is Shanico from here?
I think about 70.
Yeah, probably 40 or 50 miles from here then.
Okay.
Because I think we're doing 60 a day, so we got like 20 or 30 more. So it'll give another day to dry up.
Yeah, that's not a bad thing.
So, like, do you have any good stories on, like, crazy repairs you've done, or like,
not too, you know, yesterday a lot of folks stopped in last night, people kind of happy hour style, people were having pints, a few broken spokes, you know, kind of the basic lube in the chain, cleaning up derailleurs, a lot of kind of muddy, dirty drivetrains from the first day.
Yeah.
Pretty mucky out there.
Um, So far, so good. You know, again, people are, for the most part, pretty well prepared. It's kind of one, it's those one-offs. It's like, hey, yeah. I have everything but this. Yeah. Yeah. So, and that's the thing, you know, just understanding what is that one thing that that person might need. And by talking to people, you, and by having, you know, a little bit more time, behind you, you find out what people need. So,
And like you would think, so I'm buying some grips with the extra, what do you call it, a hand, palm
kind
pad?
Of ergonomic grip that kind of relieves some of the pressure, a little more cork grip, a little more comfortable.
So you'd think people would have that worked out before the ride, but I was just like, probably all right.
Yeah, that's like one of those pressure points when you're riding along, you're like constantly on
that
handlebars.
Yeah.
Do you have a straight bar?
No, it's the Jones.
So that helps to get a little different grip.
Yeah.
Here's
I pretty much only ride the grips, though.
Here's Jones, too. His little...
I haven't seen those.
That's a Jones specific. That's his grip. Well, I guess not Jones specific, but that's what he would put on his spec'd out bikes.
So this is like a 10-inch rubber grip.
Yeah.
Or is it like polyurethane?
This is, I'm not exactly sure. Yeah, kind of almost a rubber silicone type.
Hmm.
Super fatty.
Cool.
Yeah.
I got some back porch coffee coming from Ben.
Yeah.
Are these silly pints?
Coffee, silly pints.
Yeah. Nice. Oh man, I might have to get one of those.
Silly pints, hydro flasks.
You guys are repping Ben hard.
There's a lot of good stuff locally here in Central Oregon.
Totally.
So did you have what was your bike background before this, before opening the shop?
Again, you know, I'd been in the industry for the last 20 years, climbing and biking, skiing industries, kind of floating around. Wrenching experience, my first job at the age of 14 was in a bike shop, mom and pop shop back in South Dakota.
Cool. Where in South Dakota?
Sioux Falls.
Okay. That's been a good amount of time there.
Yep. And then
the Blue Monk.
Monk's Bar.
Monk's Bar of Ale Dispute.
That's a good one. Yeah.
Ale Dispute.
That's a really good one.
Yeah, really good.
And then got a degree in business, moved to Seattle, worked at the Seattle flagship store at REI.
Oh, wow.
And worked there for a few years, moved with REI to Boulder, Colorado, worked in this bike shop there, and then took the job with Petzl before moving to Oregon.
Definitely been around the industry.
Yep. Yep.
Sweet. Cool. So tell us about the, is there one or two breweries in town?
One brewery in town, previously known as Solstice Brewing Company, now Ochoco Brewing Company.
That's why we've been hearing two different names,
Yep, he just switched this weekend.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really?
We heard that there's a new
one,
brewery
yeah.
opening.
Yeah, it's the same one, just new name.
Okay. Same people?
Same guy, yeah. Cool.
So it's 10 o'clock and we're about halfway through our first beer. What time do you think they open today, any guess? I mean, we can easily look at it.
Closed Sunday.
Well, good thing we have here.
Yeah.
Corn pints all day.
Yeah,
so.
Well, not quite all day.
Well,
I need to get my spinning in too today.
Okay.
Yeah, so Sunday, Monday are my normal days off.
And you opened up especially for the event?
But I'm opened up for the Outback. Yeah, the idea was 8 to 11 with coffee. I'm going to spin out today. And then I may swing back this afternoon just to see if there's... Because it seems like the energy comes through in the morning. Mm-hmm. Folks that's camped in and around Prineville, Crooked River, Prineville area. And then it seems like then the evenings are the folks that camped a little further out that are coming into town.
Okay.
So I have a feeling I'll see some folks tonight.
Where are you going to go, Red?
Local secret.
Single track or?
There's good single track around here, yes.
Cool.
Really good single track in the Ochocos. I think probably today I may join the Outbackers and just do the north section or maybe backwards up the Crooked River just to kind of see what's going on.
Man, that was beautiful.
That was amazing.
Crooked River's incredible.
Yeah. We came down in late last night about sundown. We started bombing down that gravel section coming
from 20
into the
canyon.
Into
the canyon.
And that was, like, super epic. And then we cruised along there, and we hit a another pave bomb down through there. And we were ripping. It was, like, the first section was, maybe, like, 9 o'clock, so it was dusky. And then the second section was maybe, like, 11 o'clock. And so we were just, like, ripping down the canyon, so much fun. And then we had that PM. And we rode till about 1 a.m. last night.
Where did you stop in town?
We stayed in
one of the Crooked River campsites.
Yeah.
Right after the reservoir. We were at the second one.
Yeah. There was one big uphill stretch, and then we dropped down and just camped there.
Sweet.
That uphill was gnarly, though.
Yeah.
From 20?
You go down, and then you're kind of in some sort of a valley for a while, and then you hit tarmac and head up. It's like a 3 or 4 mile climb.
And then you get to the reservoir.
Granny Gear, yeah.
Yeah.
That we were doing it at like 11 or something. and we started at 8 a.m.
It was
a long day, but got some, made some dinner at like 1 a.m. and we all loved our mountain houses. Yes. This is the best meal ever. Yeah.
Sure.
Yep. And then,
Ochko climb up Mackay is your next leg, which is also gorgeous.
Cool.
Big old growth ponderosa pines.
Oh, that's my favorite.
Yeah. So I'd say is equally as gorgeous as the Crooked River.
Wow.
Different style forest now, and climbing uphill, a little Ochko or Mackay Creek coming downhill. So there's a water source. There's some springs up there.
Cool. Wow. I've lived in Oregon pretty much my entire life, and riding the Outback is, I mean, there's no better way to see the state.
Looking pretty good.
Rock and roll.
Time for more beer?
Yeah. Cheers.
Cheers.
Ha ha ha.